Tom Brady, Drew Brees, and Aaron Rodgers, three of the NFL's elite quarterbacks, all three on the Vikings 2014 schedule. Let's take a look at the tape and find out what makes each of them unique. We'll start with Tom Brady, a guy who's got Super Bowl trophies, he's got MVP trophies, but the one thing he has that most players don't is ability in the clutch. We're going to take a look at a series of three plays here that illustrate his ability to perform well in the clutch. We're going to start off, it's a third and one situation here in a game against the Cleveland Browns. Take a look at the game. Fourth quarter, 1:33 to go. The Patriots down by 12 to the Browns at home. This is a game New England's going to come back and win, and it's because Tom Brady's ability in the clutch. The first play, third and one. The Patriots are in four down territory, trailing by 12. They can't settle for a field goal, so they need a first down to extend the drive and ultimately get a touchdown. Julian Edelman lines up in the slot right here. He's going to run a quick out route and break open for Tom Brady. Julian Edelman was Brady's favorite target all season long, had over 100 receptions. Again, this is not a great throw necessarily, but it's a good throw in a clutch situation. The Patriots pick up the first down and extend the drive. Now, later in the drive, let's take a look at the game situation once again. It's third and one, fourth quarter, a minute to go. Patriots still trail by 12 points. They need a touchdown here on the goal line. You're going to watch Tom Brady work his magic pre-snap, sends a guy in motion, diagnoses what the defense is going to do, sets up in the gun, and at the snap of the ball, once again, Julian Edelman, his favorite target, is going to break open in the back of the end zone on a deep crossing route. It's a good throw. It's an accurate throw. It has velocity, but it's not so much a great throw. Again, it's a great throw, and it's in the clutch. He fits it into a tight window for a touchdown, and all of a sudden, the Patriots down by 12 at one point are creeping closer, and we have a game. Patriots trail by five here, just 35 seconds to go in the game. First and goal from the 1 yard line. A clutch situation. Patriots are lucky that they have Tom Brady under center. He's lined up in the gun formation, sends Amendola in motion, and another quick out route here. Amendola breaks open. Brady finds him, pitch and catch, touchdown. Tom Brady, 91.5 career passer rating in the fourth quarter. That tells you that when it's clutch time, it's Tom Brady time. The next guy we're going to look at is New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees. Now, when you think about Brees, you think of an accurate quarterback and a guy who takes care of the ball, does not make many mistakes, does not throw very many interceptions. You hear analysts talk a lot about quarterbacks who can throw the receiver open. You're going to see a perfect example of that on this play. Drew Brees is in the gun. This is going to be his intended target right here. It's Jimmy Graham. As you watch him run an outbreaking route here, he's going to be covered by a Cowboy safety, Barry Church. It's very good coverage. Church has Graham locked up, so much so that Drew Brees has to buy time in the pocket and wait for Graham to break out, and it's a perfect throw from Brees. We take a look at this play from an end zone view, and you're going to see just how accurate of a throw this was by Brees. He throws Graham open. At the point of the catch, you can see if this throw is short, Barry Church is going to intercept it. If he throws it any closer to the sideline, Jimmy Graham's not going to be able to catch it. It's a perfect throw by Drew Brees. He throws open a covered receiver. Another throw here by Drew Brees. It comes against the San Francisco 49ers on a crucial game situation. They're trailing by six. It's third and one in the fourth quarter. Brees is going to find a receiver. It's going to be one of his favorite targets, Marquise Colston, who's going to be covered by this man right here, Eric Wright. And you're going to watch after the play is over how frustrated Eric Wright gets. And it's because Eric Wright has perfect coverage right here on Marquise Colston. At the point that Drew Brees releases the ball, Eric Wright could not be in any better position. The problem is Drew Brees could not make any better of a throw. Drops a dime in there on Marquise Colston's hands for a first down. It leads to a field goal and ultimately a New Orleans Saints come from behind victory. The last quarterback we're going to look at is Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, a player we're all too familiar with here in Minnesota because we have to play him twice per season. Now, Aaron Rodgers does a lot of things well, but the one thing he is more than almost any other quarterback is aggressive. He's not afraid to throw the ball downfield, even if it's into coverage, because he has confidence in his receivers. We're going to see him do that twice here. The first play comes against the San Francisco 49ers in week one. His intended receiver is going to be down here. It's Jordy Nelson, who's going to be locked up in man coverage and is ultimately going to break open, and Rodgers is going to see it. The reason Jordy Nelson is able to break free is because Rodgers buys time by escaping the pocket, rolling to his right, delivering a pass to Jordy Nelson. Again, if you look right here, Jordy Nelson makes a play on the ball. He's covered, but Rodgers doesn't really care. Throws the ball to Nelson anyway, a big completion. He's going to do the same thing later in the season in a game against the Detroit Lions. Intended receiver is going to be James Jones down here, bottom of the screen, locked up in man coverage. Again, Rodgers, who likes to read top down, meaning he likes to look at his deep receiver first, he's going to do that here. He sees James Jones with one-on-one coverage. Again, right here. Covered pretty well by the defender, but Rodgers doesn't care. He's aggressive, throws it to Jones anyway, and another big completion. It's this aggressive mentality by Aaron Rodgers that allows him to rank in the top five on a consistent basis in yards per attempt. That puts a lot of pressure on the opposing defense. Tom Brady, Drew Brees, and Aaron Rodgers, three elite quarterbacks the Vikings are going to have to deal with in 2014.